boardrooms. A boardroom is another territory. Some of you want to get jobs, positions. Listen to me. Those are territories. You want to have a territory. You want to possess a territory. That position you want or that job you want is a territory. You need to understand that if the enemy puts up lines or if God opens up lines for you, you must be a watcher over your wars. Do you know by the end of this teaching, you will be able to find yourself in territories you never regained, in new territories, and again, if you lost some, you will regain your lost territories. There is a metaphoric sequence where scripture explains things. Good example, the walls of Jericho, you know? The walls of Jericho. And then it says, if God is not watching over the walls, which walls are these walls? And then we find Jabez saying he prayed, oh Lord, enlarge my territory. Then we begin to ask ourselves questions. Is this a normal territory that God enlarged? It was not land that God enlarged for Jabez. It was influence and impact. Then we find another what? Territory of influence. Influence is a territory. There are people already who are influential, whether in business, whether in forex trading, whether in politics, whether whatsoever it is, all areas of influence, there are people already influencing. If you are coming in, you will find people already in those what? Territories. So for you to penetrate and take over, you need your walls to enlarge. That's why Jabez said, oh Lord, enlarge my territory. You need an anointing, a special anointing. Prophets, we are not here to just deliver people to vomit and they go home. No. Our job, this is our calling. This is our calling to help you. Our anointing, it is for men to become impactful, to be in boardrooms, in influence. That's why prophets, in the whole Bible, wherever there was a great man, there was a prophet behind. Am I talking to you? Behind the wealth of Solomon and his kingdom, there was Prophet Nathan. Am I talking to you? Who will be behind your wealth? I'm asking you. Who will be behind your wealth? Exactly. I'm here. That's the whole meaning of prophets, the whole Bible. Behind the success of all great kings in the Bible, there was a prophet. And then there was Elisha. Am I talking to you? And behind the fall of all great men in the Bible, there was no prophet. Am I talking to you? There was no prophet. Check the whole Bible. All kings who went down, there was no prophet in their lives. Somebody say, I thank God. There's a prophetic voice in my life. Say, these walls must be enlarged. This territory must be possessed. Hallelujah. Are you here? That is, so, are you seeing the teaching is getting deeper? From the gates? We're going very far right now. Imagine you control your entry point, but you also control your boundaries. Imagine it's you who make decisions of what must come in your life and what must not come in. And then you also control how big it must be, how great your life must be. Said Sapa. to watch over the walls. In military thinking, this way you are thinking as a soldier. You are not watching to negotiate. Either to defend or to subdue, to conquer. This is where you must develop the mindset or the conquest mindset.